Koheles, we're up to the second pasuk, Perak Aleph, pasuk Beis. Okay, pasuk Aleph, Perak Aleph, pasuk Beis. Havel Havolim Omar Koheles, Havel Havolim Hakol Havel. Okay, Koheles over here says the word Havel seven times. Seven. Let's take a look first at the Metsudos. David. Pasuk Beis, Havel Havolim, seven times. Havel Havolim, Omar Koheles, Havel Havolim, Hakol Havel. Okay, I'm sorry, Havolim Loshen Rabim. I apologize. Oh, okay. It says Havel right. Five times, but it says Havolim Loshen Rabim, so that's
two times.
So for a grand total of seven. Okay, we'll see in a moment. Let's first take a look at the Mitzudos David Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis Havel Havel Mar Koheles Rotzol Aymar Bezeh HaSefer Amar Kalitz. And this Sefer is according to the Mitzudos David. This Pasuk is like a continuation of the Hakdama of the introduction. Bezeh HaSefer. And this Sefer Amar Koheles L'Vnei HaAdam Koheles, he speaks to mankind, the Hisiram, and he warns them L'Hahavhil V'L'Hamis. Now, lahamis we know means to view as detestable, and lehahavil means to view as futile. You shall view this world as an empty pursuit. To pursue to success in this world is a futile pursuit. Lehahavil ulahamis, to view as detestable and to view as futile. Es hahavolim, all matters of futility. Now he elaborates. What exactly does he mean to say? The Chayzer umeforesh amarav amar. Now he made a very broad statement. Havel havolim amar koheles. What does that mean? Really, everything is hevel. What does that possibly mean? The Chayzer umeforesh amar havel es havolim mash hakol havel. You shall havel, you shall declare, you shall view as futile regarding masha kol havel, that everything is havel. Now again, elaborate. It's a little bit confusing what he means here. Asher b'shum oifen, in no situation lo yitzmach mechem tachlis roi v'yokar. Don't make a mistake and think that I'm exaggerating. I opened up my words havel havolim amar koheles. Now I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. I mean it seriously. Havel havolim hakol havel. So the hakol havel, the second part of the pasuk, according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos David, because it's a very hard pasuk. Why is there so much verbosity, so much repetition? Is the second part is an explanation, is an elaboration upon the first part of the pasuk, because the person would be misled to believe that he's turning in exaggerations. The world is empty. It's not so empty. Why? You have to have make parnasa, you have to have children, you have to have a good life. Hashem put you on this world to enjoy this world. So Kehillah says, no, I'm not making any exaggerations. Anything that you do in this world to pursue the world for its own sake, not to inject spirituality into this world, but to enjoy the world for its own mundane existence, this is 100% fil hakol hovel. Avol. Now, in the brackets it writes of, don't make any mistake and think that Torah is Hevel, because that we're going to see very clearly soon later, because at least very Rashi brings out that point very often, is that Koheles is only referring to pursuing the benefits of this world for its own sake. But if you pursue the benefits of this world in order to sanctify Hashem, to inject within Olam Hazeh, Ruchnius, that is the purpose of this world.
You make good.
Right, that's not what he means. He means over here that if you pursue Hevel for its own sake, to enjoy food for its own enjoyment, not that it should give you koyach, not that you shall channel the good feeling to serve Hashem. Aval ha-havolim ha-mesavavim bo-acharona, that he's going to discuss later on. What bo-acharona means, I'm not exactly sure how to translate these words, that are going to come about through let's read the words. Tachlis hamoyel. I think it means he put those three words together. If you pursue the benefits of this world for a goal, and the goal here is obviously to serve Hashem, of course, it goes without saying that those things should not be viewed as detestable. Because in that, when you take this world and you use it in order to serve Hashem, that of course will bring benefit to this world, which is going to explain later on. But also, it's in the brackets. I'm not exactly sure who put that in. Maybe the Mitzudos did not put that in. Maybe that was put in by someone else. I do not know. Okay, let's see over here. Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Beis says, now, if I'm not mistaken, okay, let's see Rashi. We'll come see Rashi first. Pasuk Beis, Havel Havolim, Omar Koheles. Koheles Kore Tagar. Koheles is looking for a fight. Tagar means, a good translation? A complaint? A Tagar. Complaints. Tagar is a complaint. He's coming to complain here about this world. He's coming to complain against the Kaviyachal. It appears that he's coming to complain against the Kadosh Baruch Hu and say that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu has created is worthless. Everything is hevel shel havolim. Now notice Rashi right away. This Rashi here appears to be disagree with the Targum. Rashi says hevel shel havolim. The double expression, the two words together mean an intensity of futility. And Rashi next says, he elaborates, havel nokud chat of patach. So the hay is really a silent letter. You swallow up the hay. When you have a chat of patach, it means that the letter is partially swallowed. Aharoin. Rav Moshe Feinstein told you, make sure you say the hay in Aharon, because many people have a tendency, since the hay is a chat of patach, Aharon, because you're really supposed to swallow it. The problem is, we swallow it so quickly, we don't even hear the hay at all.
Somebody without asking put up a Lazeth and Nishmas plaque for their father, and his name was Aharon, the Rav Moshe Feinstein.
And he left out the hay.
He wrote Aleph Reish Nun.
Without the hay. Because
the Lord has just,
the hay is silent. This is very hay. A chat of patach means you have a patach, and then you have a shva, which means that the patach is a very, very short patach, which almost sounds like the hay. A hay is a letter which you barely hear to begin with. When you have a chat of patach on hay, the hay almost disappears. There are many, in the chumashim, there's a very confusing in shuls where they have very medaktikim, that are very medaktik with the Balei Kriya. So there's a lot of confusion. The most confusing situations are the chat of patachs, because there are many of them where in some chumashim there it's a shva, and in some it's a chat of patach. A chat of patach really turns into a shva almost. For example, every year always where I die, I always have this issue. Someone's always going to correct the Baal Kare, Ushakoli bini. Yitzchak says to Yaakov, come near me and kiss me. So is it, so in some chumashim it's a chat of patach, u shaka, but it's not a full shin. It's a shin, a patach, u sha, but there are two dots on the right side. So really it sounds like u shika, u the shva, ushka, or u shi. It's a vavavi. That's another shayla. If you have a shva after a shurak, so some Balei Kriya, they pronounce it as a shva na, and some pronounce it as a shva nach. So that's another. So you're combining together all these issues in one word. Some chumashim have it with a shva, ush, and some have it as a chat of patach, usha, but it's really not the same thing. So some Balei Kriya, when they do the chat of patach, they like to give it a little more emphasis. They like to give it more of a patach than of a shva. And if your chumash has a shva, and you hear the Baal Kari say, ushaka, so you get upset, and you start screaming. It doesn't say in the pasuk ushaka, it says ushaka.
Yeah, the same thing.
They're more rare. Which word? Okay, so here we have, here Rashi is pointing out Havel is a chat of patach. And we have a chat of patach in the beginning of the word, but you have no choice but to give it a little bit more emphasis. But Rashi here says, and this is very important, Rashi here is saying that the word havel, being that it's a chat of patach always, according to Rashi, means that it's connected, it's mechubar to the next word. So basically, it's an intensification of havel, havelim. It's like a triple hevel. Havelim is double, hevel is single. So when you combine the two words together, havel, havelim, it's a chut hameshulosh of utility. The ultimate intensity of futility. That's how Rashi learns. I'm showing you that's not what the Mitzvah said. Let's see what it says. Havel naka b'chat of patach, lefishu dovok, it's connected to kolaymar. Havel shebe havolim. Okay, then Rashi goes on to say why there are seven references to Havel. It says the word Havelim twice Blushin Ram, which is two. And then it says another, so that's already four. And then it says three more times Havel, Havel, and Hakol Havel. For a grand total of seven, it corresponds to the 7 days of creation. The 7 days of creation are all Fidel, which we're going to discuss in more detail in a few moments. Shivas Havelim Keneged Maaseh, Keneged Maaseh Shivas Yimei Bereishis. All of them are futile. Okay, if you look over here on the side, on the Mitzvah Chachamim, the Oimer Dalid, the Dalid star, I'll call Yitzias Shivas Mibracious, Dai Kamosha Kosaf Achar called Shivas Havolim, Kineget Shivas, okay, whatever that. It says the word Havol seven times, seven references, therefore the seven Yimei Bereishis. Now, go back to the Mitzvahs, and the Mitzvahs, you'll take note, appears to be disagreed with Rashi. The Mitzvahs, it says, In the Havel Havolim, the Omar in the middle, it's like three lines down in Pasuk Beis, the Omar Havel es HaHavolim. Havel is a verb. It does not mean that it is futile. It's not an adjective. It's not describing creation. It's a command. Havel, I want you to declare or to view. In your mind, Havel, you shall view the world to be a world of futility. It's a play on the word. You have a word which is a verb and a word which is a noun or an adjective. Havel, Havelim, declare this world to be a world of futility. If you notice carefully, that's what the Mitzvahs did throughout the entire parish. He starts off by saying, Ritzolai, Mar Bezat Seif, Amakoles, Livnei Adam, Vihiz Hiram. He's giving them a instruction. I'm warning you, lehahavil. Lehahavil means havel. I'm telling you that you shall act, you shall view and perceive this world to be futile. Ulehamis and the detest as sahavalim, all of the futile things in this world. So it's a verb, or it's an adverb. Not like Rashi that says Havel Havolim is a statement. It is a declaration. This world is a world of futility. The Mitzvah says that's not what it says in the Pasuk. It says Havel HaHavolim. Look at the world, look at the futility of this world, and acknowledge that it is indeed futile. It's a very different translation of the words. Okay?
Like Havel becomes, according to this,
a tzivui, exactly. According to the parish of the Mitzudos, it's a command. It's a tzivui. Havel ha-havolim. The world is futile. Granted, I want you to declare it futile. I want you to recognize that it's, I want you to perceive it as being futile. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, you don't have to do nothing. I'm not telling you to do nothing. I'm just telling you the facts. You don't want to believe me? That's your problem. You don't want to act upon my decision. That's your problem. I'm just telling you the fact is, Havel Havelim, the world is a triple dosage of futility. This Havelim, this Havel, and it's an intensification. Chut HaMeshulash, this is the way the world is. So it's a very clear machlok between Rashi and the Mitzudos David.
Is it a reflection of Shlomo's change in attitude when he started maybe with Sher Shurim with it?
It's not possibly okay. That's an idea because you mentioned yesterday there were three svarim. Right. He wrote Shir Hashir, wrote Shir Shim when he was young. He wrote Mishnah when he was middle age, and he wrote Kelas in his old age. When he was young, he was very idealistic. He was in love with the world. Sheer optimistic, in love with the world. Sheer Hashirim, song with Chosin Kala. passion, love, and then in midlife he got a little more realistic, and at the end of life he got very cynical. Very cynical, very depressed, and very. I mean, there was always a guy in shul on Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos. So he leaned. He always would say the same thing after we finished Kohelis. He would say, "I need a shrink. We need to bring in the shrinks for the people." Does he need the Prozac? Not me. Kahalas needs the Prozac. Okay.
But isn't this one of the best periods in Judaic history? In the beginning of his life, not the end of his life.
Right.
We had the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah.
In the beginning.
All these things, he apparently was a materialistic type of person in many ways. Like you say, at the very beginning, he went all over the world bringing the lumber from Lebanon.
But that was not for himself.
What?
That wasn't for himself. The point is, now it's all falling apart. That's where he's coming in at that stage of his life. The kingdom is falling apart. Everything. You know.
Well, whose fault is it? It's his fault.
Well, he lived the life of excess, and now he's
right.
Now he's
paying
the price.
Okay, let's see the Targum. The Targum, the third part of this puzzle. Targum says, and Pas says, of Lurilum Targum, Kat Chazo Shlomo Malka. He has a lot of new insight into this pasuk. When Shlomo Melech saw, Chazo Shlomo Malka, when he saw, the Malka of Yisrael, Beruach Nevuah, again, going back to what he's learning in Pasuk Aleph, is the Ruach HaKadosh, Nevuah prophecy, Yas, Malchus Rechavam Berei, unbelievable, he saw Beruach HaKadosh, that the Malchus of his son Rechav would split, the Asil Ispalga would split, Im Yeravam Barnavat, the Yas Yerushalayim Ubeis Muk Bishad the Inun Asin LeMecharav, and he saw that his handiwork, the Beis Hamikdash, and Yerushalayim would be destroyed, the Yas Amo Bnei Yisrael the Inun Asidin LeMiglei, and the Jewish people would go into exile. Omar B'Memre, he said the following words: Havel Havlayo. Almo Hadein, this whole world is worthless. It's worthless. Havel Havo Havo Laya Kol Ma Dit Rachis. I know all that I trouble, so hard to build, to accomplish all my work. V'David Abba Kula Havalu. All of my effort is all for nothing, because the Mikdash will be destroyed, Eretz Yisrael will be destroyed, and the Jewish people go into Galus. So all that David and I have worked for is all futile. Now that's a completely different interpretation of Rashi and the Mitzudas. According to the Mitzudas, now you know you contrast. According to the Mitzudas, there's no mention of creation. It's very interesting. According to the Mitzudas, he's not coming to criticize the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no Tagar. He's just saying, you know, Hashem made a nice world. It's a very nice world, but our pursuit, it's a beautiful world, but if we're going to try to pursue the benefits of this world, that's futile, but it's a beautiful world. Rashi is much more direct. Rashi says that Shlomo is criticizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You created an empty world. You created those shivas yimei bereishis were all worthless. Everything you created was futile. That's pretty serious stuff. And according to the Targum, it's a whole different shot. No, the world is a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. And maybe, in fact, it's kedai to enjoy yourself. You know, you go on vacation, enjoy the world for whatever it's worth. But chaval, look at the Beis HaMikdash, look at my life work, my Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people, all of the work that's been invested to make them into a nation, the Am HaNivchar, is all for nothing, because the end's going to be they're going to go into Galus. It's a whole different, three completely different perspectives, three different ways to analyze this one pasuk. Now, also, it's a very big chiddush to say what Targum says is a very big chiddush, because just because Klal Yisrael goes into Galus doesn't mean all the past was all a waste. You know, so it doesn't, nothing lasts forever. Just because something doesn't last forever doesn't mean, listen, it's not going to last, so don't bother. So your person's not going to live forever, so you shouldn't go and accomplish. Nothing lasts forever, so whatever it's worth. You enjoy it, you put it away in storage for the next world, the experience. Yet, I don't know, it's a very, very, very disturbing, I don't have a good answer, it's a very disturbing saying that all the work of Shlomo and David was all for nothing, because the end is going to be destroyed. So it's going to be destroyed. So in the meantime, it was there for 410 years. There were some very good years. There were some good years. There was some very great satisfaction, success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I don't have a clear answer.
Individuals don't have a grand scheme of a whole national calamity or things like that. We're concerned about ourselves, the leader in the level of Shlomo. He has a grand idea about having an effect on the
entire world. Forever. All of time.
He sees what he sees, everything like Paro in his dreams. He knows it couldn't be the poster couldn't be just a plain ordinary interpretation of the dream. It had to be one of national importance.
And it's not good.
He sees everything as his role in life is to play a major role in the
future, and it's not going to last forever, so he views it as a failure. His grand plans came to naught, so he considers it to be a failure. He considers everything to be a failure.
He's very pessimistic.
Talmud
Bavel was better than Talmud Dushan. You were discussing when in 1296 when they destroyed, that they went all over, they spread out. Right, so they were positive.
There was a lot of positive that came. It was a silver lining that through France being shut down, the Torah spread throughout the entire world. When the Volozhny Yeshiva was shut down, So that caused everyone to disperse, and it spread Torah throughout all over Europe. Torah spread when the Volozhny Yeshiva was shut down. Okay, and Echanami, but at the time it was still very difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can bring two beautiful brashas together. Gracious. What is the purpose of gracious? Bishvil gracious is.
Bishvil. Yeah.
And so if they're going down the tubes, as he sees in according to the Targum, if they're going down the tubes, then all of Shivasimei Bereshis are for naught.
Okay, and Hanami. Okay, you want to combine the two together. Yeah, okay, Hanami. Okay, now let me read you of your two. Yeah.
So that
the
safer that you were looking at before.
Yeah.
Says a drosha there that Hebel is Hebel to know to shall base Rabbin.
Hebel means
yeah.
Breath.
Right. The Hebel is the breath, okay?
So, and there are seven, you have here seven.
seven expressions of breath, okay?
And there's 7 days in the week. So he says, we lain Torah, Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. Shloshi Yom should be without, not be
without Torah. Okay.
So he said the two Havolim are connected the other 2 days that there is no Torah.
Uh-huh.
That's the verse of Havolim. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
day
and Friday.
Table.
Right.
So that's five. So the five references of Hevel are connected the 5 days of the week that there is no Torah. You only lay on Shabbos.
Right. Four.
So what's the fifth reference? It says five times.
Five times. Havels, Havolim, that's three.
Right. Total of seven.
Four, seven, five, six, seven.
Right. So it's seven.
Somebody makes a chashmah that.
Then in the
those two extra days.
Okay. Okay, now let me read you over a couple of midrashim. First, midrash of Eli is from Devarim Rabba, very beginning of Sefer Devarim. It says, I'll read you the words. Ilu acher oimer havel havel. The only one that can make this statement is specifically Shlomo HaMelech, because he had it all. If any other person would come along and say, "Oh, this world is futile," how do you know? You don't know from nothing. You never experienced a good life. This is Devarim Rabba, Parsha Aleph, the very beginning of Devarim Rabba. If anyone else would make this statement, they would be laughed out. They would say, "What do you know? The only reason why you're making this statement is because you didn't have the opportunity to enjoy this world." The only one that has the right to make such a statement and to declare the entire world to be filled is a person who indeed had it all. He has the power to make such a statement. Read the words. Ilu acher oimer havel havelim chayu oimer. They would say, "Zeh, this poor fellow. Ain't like pruta leechol. He doesn't have a penny. He doesn't have a penny to eat for bread." The way when he says havel havelim, haha, and the shloimoy shekos of boy vayitin amelach es hakesef biyushlam kavonim. He made silver like stone in Yerushalayim. Lezen noel leimar havel havelim. Indeed, he is the one that has the authority to make this statement. Okay, that's one simple medrash. Another medrash. This is a very beautiful medrash. The medrash says, according to this, picks up on Rashi. Rashi quotes, actually, is quoting this medrash, and it says in the pasuk here there are seven references to havel havelim, seven times. times. Two times Beloshen Rav, which is four. And then it says three more times word Havel, and it's Havel and Hovel. So the Medrash says connected the 7 days of the week. So here the Medrash elaborates. It's a beautiful Medrash. We use the words Havel Havelimar Amokelas, Havel Havelimar Kol Havel, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yisumin Posach, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yisumin. He began the sefer as follows: Havel Havelim Shiva Havelim Amokelas, Havel Echod Havelim Shnayim Hare Shleisha. Okay, Havel Echod Havelim Shnayim Hare Shisha Hakol Havel Hare Shiva. The Lama. Why seven? Kineged Shiva Yimei Bereishis. Omar Shlomo. Here we go. Ma Nivra B'Yoyim Rishoyin. What was created on day one? Shamayim V'aretz. So who says the Shamayim V'aretz are Havel? You gotta know Tanakh inside and out. Uma Soifam. It says in Yeshaya, Shamayim, the day will come, end of days, Ke'oshon Nimlochu. It will melt like smoke. Will go up in smoke. The haaretz and the earth, kabeged tivla, will wear out like a garment. The day will come. Very scary. When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen that the world is going to come to an end? The world will come to an end. The shemayim will and the haaretz will wear out and disappear. So therefore, the shemayim haaretz is hevel, has no future. Next, b'yoyim sheni. What did Hashem create on the second day? Rokia. Hashem created the firmament. Rokia. What happened to the Rokia? It says also in Yeshaya, it will be rolled away like a book. Like a book is rolled up a Sefer Torah, Shemayim. The same way you roll up the Sefer, the Hashem will roll up the Shemayim and it will disappear. Okay? So Hevel. Amar Hevel. What happened on day three? Yikavu Hamayim. The waters were gathered on day three. Mas Saifam, it says the Hecherim Hashem will destroy Ace Lishoin Yom Mitzrayim. Another passage in Yeshayah, the tongue of Mitzrayim, the Hashem, the Yam of the tongue of the sea of Mitzrayim will be destroyed. Next, Amar Havel, Umaniv Rabbi Yom Revi, Moiris, the luminaries, Shenema Vitino Samulakim Rikia Shamoim, Umas Saifam, the Chorfa Halavana Uvoishoha. The sun and the moon will be put to shame, which is an expression that they will be diminished. The Omar Havel, Ma Nivra, what was created on the 50 Bachamishi? It was the creatures. Yeshutsu Amaim, Sheretz, Nefesh, Chaya, all the various creatures. Uma Saifam, Osaif, Kol Me Alpne, Huadama, this in Sephania. All of the living creatures will die. The word Osaif means death. All of the living creatures on this world will come to die. Uman Nivra B'Shishi, man, human beings were created on day six. Shnei Mevayit Hashem Lokim B'Sadam Amas Soifai Ki Offer Ata V'Yel Offer Atoshav. Man dies. The fact that man returns to the dust means that man's existence is futile. V'Amar Hav. Now here is the real beautiful part of the Medrash. Now what was created on Yom HaShvi? What did Hashem create in Yom Shvi? Nothing. Hashem rested. Hashem rested. So this Medrash works with the Chazal that Hashem did create something on Shabbos. Hashem created the concept called Menucha. Menucha. If not for Shabbos, there would be no such thing as Menucha in this world. Menucha is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a creation. So what's so terrible? Why is Menucha futile? What's so terrible? Shabbos Kodesh. You're going to say that Shabbos Kodesh is futile? Umani Rebbe Shvi, Shabbos. Oh, let's see. So Chayza, why is temporary? Chayza Mustakel, Mustakel, Lukan Lukan, Lidin Pagam. Shlomo was searching to find the defect in Shabbos. Unbelievable Medrash. Velo Hayim might say. He couldn't find. Shabbos is perfect. There's no defect. So you cannot possibly say about Shabbos that Shabbos is Havel. Gloria might say, Ella, Kula Kedusha, V'Oiro Menucha, the whole Shabbos is holy, it is full of light, it is full of rest. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, V'Af Alpichin, Chaza V'Ra, he did find futility. He found that man is Mechalel Shabbos. The fact that Nin is Mechal Shabbos, that is the futility of Yom HaShvi'i. The Rosh Adam Choyteba, Umischayev Benavshay, and Mechal Shabbos is Chayev Misa. Omar Gam Zehovel. That's the last time. That's awesome. The fact that man is nichshol in the Kedusha Shabbos and the Schayiv Misa, that's Havel L'chach Omar Havel Havelim HaKol Havel Harei Shiva. So therefore, even Shabbos indeed, but the interesting thing is that the Shabbos is a different type of Havel. It's a different type of Havel than the other 6 days, because the other 6 days are inherently Havel. Shabbos' Havel is not inherently evil. It's because man, the recognition that man fails to achieve the goal of Shabbos, so therefore it turns into Havel. So that's why the Pasuk has a different expression. Havel Havelim Amar Koheles. Havel Havelim. That's just a statement. But when it comes to Shabbos, he uses the expression HaKol Havel. Even Shabbos is Havel, but Shabbos is different. Because Shabbos only becomes Havel because man fails to achieve the goal of Shabbos, and he transforms Shabbos, his Mechal Shabbos, into Chayiv Misa. Okay, so this...
Yamashir says a little different than Medrash Kehelis. Yeah.
It
ends off as slightly different. Even Shiroh Adam Shvoche Shal Shabbos, Shal maybe Karbim Miskapeloi, Hischil Mishor Aleah, Lakadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay, so even though there's still potential, even though he starts up by saying Kol Havel, there's still going to be the potential to take away from the Din Havel.
Okay, so according to this, you can teach and learn it differently. You say Havel is man makes man.
Right, exactly. Or for Shabbos.
Kol Havel is everything that man makes.
No, man is nichshol. The first 7, 6 he's saying that.
So the nevuah, he saw the ordinance. He says, "I worked so hard. Okay. We made all these, shipped it from all over. We built it, and we made."
And look what man has come along and done. Man has ruined it. That's right. Hakol havel. Because man has, maybe we're saying is that because man is chayte, man causes the destruction of the world. All 7 days. Hakol havel. Everything because just like man is mechal Shabbos and he wounds the Shabbos, he's a gagili milsa. That he destroys the entire world. Right. Man is responsible for the chumrah of the belt of the world. Yeah.
Yom Shvi is dependent on
man's observance.
On all 6 days.
Right. So once man is mechal al Shabbos, man is mechal all 6 days. Al hakol havel. Through the chil of Shabbos, he will be mechal the entire 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Absolutely.
Havel is in hakol is gematria lametes.
Really? In hakol lametes melachas. So that's only 37. So how do you get Hela Kailo?
No, wait.
37, that's 40. You minus the Kailo. You minus, right? Oil lumps. Okay. There's a very nice.
You have to go out of the Kailo.
Okay, there's a very nice from the Alshach. The Alshach is a beautiful Vart. He says there are really three parts of this pasuk. There's Havel Havolim, Amar Koheles, and then there's Havel Havolim, and then there is Hakol Havel. The first part is Havel Havolim Omar Koheles. He breaks up the Koheles as three parts of his life, meaning before he originally was the king, then Ashmedai. Ashmedai removed him from power for 3 years. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Gittin, argument, he was removed from power for 3 years, and then he finally his Malchus was restored. When Koheles was young, when Shlomo was young, he was the king, he just philosophized. Omar, he made speeches. Yeah, the world is Havel. Easy for you to say. You have a good life. We have a good life, so it's easy to Omar for Koheles to say Havel Havolim. Let's see you experience the futility of this world. Later, when he was deposed from his Malchus by Ashmedai, and he was wandering as a commoner in the country, he experienced the futility of life firsthand. Then it wasn't Omar Koheles. It was experience. Havel Havolim. Then at the end of his life, he said, I can now say the world is Havel from both perspectives. As the world of academia and from the world of industry. You know, you're in the world, when you're in the world of academia, you don't know anything. Everything is theoretical. What?
The way we come to first person.
Well, you put all three together. I did that. That was all three together. That was Chochmah. Right. But here he's coming to make a statement of the futility of this world. So first it was Omar. He made his grand pronouncements. And people were saying to me, easy for you to say. You don't know what it's like. Maybe if you would come in and you would experience life for real, you know, you're the king. You're saying it theoretically. When you go and you experience the world and you actually toil for something, maybe you would appreciate this world a little bit more. So then he did have that experience. That was the second experience, Havel Havelim. And the pasuk includes Hakol Havel is the combination of understanding the futility theoretically together with the actual reality of living in this world. Now they always say in yeshiva, is that you're in yeshiva, you learn the Gemara, they say, this is not the real world. Yeshiva is not. Wait until you go out and make a living. You make a parnasa. You go out into the real world. That's the real world. And then you go out and make a parnasa, and you live. And then you realize, industry, making a living, that's not the real world. The real world is the world of the Beis Medrash. You come back and you realize, you know what the real world is. The real world is to learn. There's definitely not a truth to that. You have all these expectations of what's out there. In Beis Medrash, you learn, one day I'm going to leave, I'm going to go out, and then you come back and you realize it's not, that's the cycle here in Shlomo Melech's life. He goes through different cycles. There's a very popular story about a fisherman. I'm sure you ever heard the story of the fisherman? There was once a man at the lake, and he was fishing. He was relaxing, and he had his little rod, and he was lying in the sun, and he took the rod on a little teeny raft, and he went out to fish. And along comes a very wealthy businessman. And he sees this man, he's sitting on the raft with fishing. He's enjoying himself, taking in the sun, good life. What are you doing? This is my parnasa. I go every day, I love it, I go out on my raft, I take my little stick, a little bait, I catch a couple of fish, I enjoy it, I go into the city at night, I sell the fish, I make a few dollars, I come home, I have what to eat, I give my wife. That's what I do every day. It's a good life, a good parnassus. The guy says, I see you're very good at this. You know what you should do? You should go and you should hire someone. And you should go have two rafts. And you'll do one, you'll do someone else. And you'll be able to bring in double. And then after a couple of months, you'll save up enough money, you'll be able to hire more people. And then you'll go to this madrigal, and then you'll have a bigger ship, and a bigger this. And he went through gave him a whole course, telling him exactly how he's going to build up, expand, and expand more, and then become a wholesaler, and then become a retailer, a wholesaler, and then have become a corporation, sell stock, become the CEO, and then dominate and become the sell fish all over the world. And it'll take him about 40, 50 years. Okay, we go through all the details exactly how he's going to do this. And then he says, okay, very good. And then what? Then after you succeed, you conquer, you'll be in your 70s, 80s, you'll succeed, you'll be the CEO, and you'll be a multi-billionaire. What do you do? Then you'll be able to relax. You'll be able to go to the lake, and to go on a little raft, and take a little stick, and go fishing and enjoy yourself. So he says to him, well, that's what I'm doing now. So why should I wait 80 years and kill myself? Okay, you have to take the story with a grain of salt, of course. Obviously, there are holes in the story, but there is still some small degree of truth in the story of what are you killing yourself for? Havel havlim amar kolos havel havlim. I experienced the futility from both accounts, from the perspective of Omar Kohelis, from reality, and I can tell you both together. Hakol havel, I was right. I put both of them together, and it's absolutely futile. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk gimel. My yisrael adam chol amos shi'al tachas hashamish. What benefit does man have in all this toil that he toils tachas hashamish? Let's take a look at the mitzudos. Stavi pasuk gimel. My yisrael elu divrei kohelus. The following words of kohelus. Shapasuk v'yama ma'hu harevah chabal alon. What benefit comes to man b'chol ha'amol shi'amol b'davar hanosn tachas memsheles hashamish? What benefit is there to man all of this hard work that he toils underneath the rulership of the sun? Now he explains, v'hi amol, what is he referring to? What toil is he referring to? The toil of acquiring wealth, V'omol asifas hakinyonim hamosur b'yad mareches hashemayim. All of man's wealth is still under the authority of this world. Man will not be able to take his wealth with him into the next world. It's under the nemshala of the Shemesh, and the Shemesh exists in this world only. Now, why are we referring to the world with the sun? So the Mitzvah explains, V'zochar ha-Shemesh l'fi shehi ha-po'eles, shehi ha-po'eles harbei b'tachtoinim u'gedolehi mikul. It dominates. From all of the gashmiistic things, all of the mundane, materialistic things in this world, the sun is the most powerful. It dominates. So we use the sun as a metaphor to refer to Olam Hazeh. We call the Melechas Hashemayim, the heaven, Miloshein Malka, a Melucha, a queen, a authority. K'moish Nemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Lekater, to offer incense, Lemeleches Hashemayim, to the work of heavens, Avodah Zarah. What it means over here is what benefit does man have? Everything the person accomplished only in this world, tomorrow he's going to die. Yamus, the one that gathered together, spent his whole life toiling to acquire wealth. You never saw someone, it always says a hearse being followed by a U-Haul truck or a Brinks truck to take with him into the grave, take all the money. Right, on the way to the grave, if you stop off by the bank, I make a withdrawal. I want cash. I want $1 million cash. I want to take it with me into the grave. You never saw a Brinks armored truck following a hearse to the cemetery. You don't take the money with you to the grave. Oitachas, that's one interpretation. Oitachas Hashemesh, Ritzu Laimar, Bezeh Ha'ulam B'mokah Mizrichas Hashemesh, it means the place where the sun shines. Another, same idea, in this world where the sun shines. Ma Revach Yesh B'chamol She'amol Bo'il Esav Kim, what benefit does men have in order to acquire wealth in this world? Pasik, let's see, Rashi, Pasik, Pasuk Gimel, Ma Yisroin, Sochar Umoisar. What profit and what benefit? Yisroin is Umoisar means addition. What extra benefit do you have by toiling in this world? Okay, the next Tachas Hashemesh. Now here on this world. That he wants this, Rashi here is saying more of a drush. More of a drush. Totally not like the Mitzudas. Because the Mitzudas obviously struggled. Why are we focusing on the word Shemesh? So he gave two explanations. Number one, Shemesh represents the king of this world. The king of Olam Hazeh. It's the most dominant of all of the materialistic things in this world. Second interpretation means the place where the sun shines. The sun only shines in this world. The sun does not shine on the next world. Okay, that was Rashi. Mitzuda says, Rashi says, don't translate the pasuk like that. Tachas means in exchange. In exchange. And Shemesh is a metaphor for Torah. What benefit does a person have in doing things that are in Bittul Torah? Instead of devoting his life for Torah, in exchange for Torah, he devotes himself to pursue Dvarim Gashmiim, to Muras HaTorah, in exchange for the Torah. Tachas in exchange, Shemesh is Torah, Shehi Kuruya Or, Torah is called light, Shenemar, this Torah Or. Call Amol, all toil shehu machlif, that he exchanged by es isek haTorah mas socher bo. What benefit is there to him? He could have been spending his days learning Torah, instead of spending his days doing other things. He has no benefit because he will not take it with him into the next world. A completely different interpretation of the pasuk than the perish of the Mitzudos. Let's see the Targum pasuk Gimel. Ma moisar ish le'enash bosar diyamos. So here, right away, the Targum doesn't save any punches. He right away says after death. What benefit will there be to man after death? Min kol torchei, all of his effort, his toil, duhu torach, that he has toiled, techois shimsha, ba'alma, what does it mean, the shimsha? So he right away explains. He's saying more like the mitzudos, ba'alma hadein, Elohein lemesak b'oraisa. Instead, he should have busied himself in the study of Noisik b'oraisa in Torah, lekabola, to receive agir shalim, complete reward, la'alma d'ose, in the next world, kodom mari alma, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's interesting, he's really combining, he seems to be combining the combination of the Mitzudos and Rashi. If you notice, he's saying that Tachas HaShemesh means the sun literally. The sun literally means is a metaphor for Olam Hazeh. And he should not have wasted his time in Olam Hazeh. He should have instead involved himself in spiritual matters, Torah, and then he would receive the ultimate reward in the next world. It's a combination of Rashi and the Mitzudos. Okay, now, some of the Midrashim. The Midrashim tell the Medrash Vayikarab, it says that because of this pasuk already Shlomo HaMelech got into trouble. They wanted to put him in, they wanted to take the Sefer Koheles, Megillas Koheles, and put it in Geniza. They thought that Shlomo HaMelech was an apikoris, chas v'shalom, let's say such a thing. Because how could you say there's no benefit to this world? Hashem created this world. If Hashem created this world, there is a benefit in this world. So what is he saying? So I'll read the words of the Medrash. They wanted to put the Sefer in Geniza. Why? Shocking. Because there are things see that tilt towards apikorsis. Amu, they said, this is Shlomo's Chachma, this is Shlomo's Chachma that says, Ma yishan la'odim b'cholam olos sham tachas ha-shamesh. Yochol, can it really be there's no benefit? It's not, so of course there is benefit. Yochol afilu ba'amolos shal Torah, because since he says, all of his Torah b'chol amoloi, the word b'chol has a connotation, even study of Torah. There's no purpose even learning Torah in this world, because what are you going to gain out of learning Torah? What's going to do for you with the Torah? The answer is no. The Torah, Chazuv Yomar Lo Omar B'chol Omol Ella B'chol, does not say B'chol Omol Ella B'chol Amolo. Bamolo Einu Moel Avol Moel Hu Bamil Bamilo Shel Torah. So the reason why the Vav came to the rescue, the only reason why this Sefer was not put in Geniza, according to this Medrash, is because of one little letter, the letter Vav.
My Yisraelim Chol. That's
it, right.
Ends off the
Koheles
over there.
That's the redeeming.
Soif Devar Kol Nishmas L'Kimi Rav Yisrael Kol Adam Einoch Nami. That, but from this medrash, it seems that would not be enough, because even though there was one pasuk that says good things, if there's other psukim that contradict it, it's still apikorsis. So Einoch Nami. I don't know. There are psukim which are very clear that the year Shemaim is Dika, but there are still the problem is there is still here one pasuk that it does appear to be problematic, and that is this passage that says there is no benefit to man all of his toil, which might even include the toil of studying Torah. And what came to his rescue was the Vav. Bechol does not say Bechol Amol, because that would mean all of his toil, including the study of Torah. It says Bechol Amolo. The Vav has the connotation of his toil for mundane purposes, but toil for the purpose of serving Hashem and studying the Torah, that indeed does have benefit. Okay, now there's another medrash that says pretty much the same idea. It says there's something called Tachas HaShemesh and there's something called Lamala Min HaShemesh. Tachas HaShemesh, there is no benefit, but Lamala Min HaShemesh, which means in Shemayim, there is indeed benefit. We mentioned this before that when it comes to Yiskar, and some choice of Yiskar, I think that that's nothing between the Sfarim and the Ashkenazim and the Kedusha. You say, Hashem should take them Tachas Kanfei HaShchina. Yeah. And in some you say al kanfei hashchina. So is it below or is it above? That's still when you're associated with the shchina, the kanfei hashchina. But here the Midrash of you is saying there is tachas hashemesh and there is lamala me hashemesh. Below the shemesh is olam hazeh, lamala me hashemesh is olam haba. So that was also another redeeming factor that came to save Shlomo. The only time he complained is there's no purpose in this world is for Tachas HaShemesh, which means mundane pursuits, but lamala min HaShemesh, indeed there is a valid purpose. Okay, next.
There's nothing more mundane than changing a baby's diaper.
But when you're changing the baby's diapers, the baby should grow up to become a Talmud Chacham and serve Hashem, and the baby should be, say brachos and be a Shem Shabbat and mitzvah. So that's not mundane. That becomes a holy pursuit. If you change the diaper, then it should become the next Muhammad Ali, or the next Jeter. That in a chanami, that's not a good thing. But when you're changing the diaper, then the child should become a shomer Torah mitzvahs, then obviously that's a holy pursuit. Pasuk Dalet. Dor halech v'darbov haaretz le'olam amon. This is a very depressing pasuk. The world goes on. The world, a generation comes, a generation goes, and the oil of the haaretz le'olam amon, and the earth stands forever. Okay, let's see the mitzvahs. There's a lot of powerful stuff in the mitzvahs in Rashi. Pasuk Dalet in the mitzvahs. The world. Dar Halech and Sudos, let me just find the place. Dar Halech or Tzolaymar, Afim Amnam Kishahadar Hazel Halech Lamos, even though that this generation, no generation remains forever, but Mukaymo Hine Bodacher, a new generation will take their place. Imkol Ze Ein Mokam Lachshav Lamov Lesaif, Kinyonim Lahashel Laban Bachrav, a person should not make a mistake and think that at least I'll work my entire life in order to give over to my children. Why? Because kiv kiv haaretz ratzolaymar v'chi haaretz atzma lo'ilam amedes v'haloi gam hi kebeget tivla, the earth will wear out, the yitzmu, and will come to an end. In kain yeshvecha imakinyanim kulam, with all of the possessions. In kain ein ze dover hamiskayim lo'at. Even though, so he's saying over here, acquainted with mitzudos, it's a rhetorical question. Very interesting in the pasuk. I always read as a statement. Dar holech v'dar ba v'haaretz li'olam amedes. No, that's not how he's reading it. Dar holech v'dar ba v'haaretz li'olam amedes. Just because you see this generation pass and a new generation come, does that mean the world will be around forever? According to the Mitzudos, it's a very novel interpretation. I don't think that's not the way you translate it in the art scroll Chumash. It's a rhetorical question. You think the world's going to be around forever just because you see the next generation coming? Yeah, very good. But what's going to be in 3 generations and 10 generations? It's going to come a point in time when the world's going to come to an end. So don't be misled and think, listen, I'm going to go kill myself. I'm not going to have benefit. But at least I'm giving over something to the next generation and they'll have it forever. The next generation is not going to have it forever. Because even if they give it over to the next and the third generation, eventually the world will come to an end. And therefore, you don't waste your time. It's not the way the world works, obviously. People will do anything that their children should be secure. They won't add that, they won't leave over to the children, they should be secure. But one more time, these words, a very shocking statement, the way you learn from the Pasek. One more time. Rotzalamer, Af im amnam kishador hazeh halich lamus, mimukaymo hinei bodor acher, im kol zeh. Just because you see the next generation coming, don't be misled. Don't make a mistake and think you should work for hard. You know why? You think the world's going to be around forever? The earth's going to wear like a garment. It's going to go, it's going to disappear. The inhabitants, with all of the kinyanim, in Cain, ein ze dover hameskayim load. Don't waste your time. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi goes.
You can learn different in his words. That it's not static. In medes, that you think you're going to, okay, I won't survive, so I'll leave it over to my kids. They don't want the stuff you have. The world is moving.
It's not what it says. They do want it. Believe me, the next generation. Believe me, they want it. They want it. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They're throwing the garbage. Go to the bank and say to the bank, you can say to the bank, you can have the money. Bank, you like the money, keep the money. Well, Michael, never ever happened in the history of the world that a yoyer said to the bank, you can keep the money. Guarantee you. So that. It's saying the world will eventually, because it's very depressing, the world will come to an end. The world is very clear. This world, global warming. Maybe they're right. Are they right? No one knows. Yeah.
The last few episodes.
Yeah. It's 6,000 years.
Yeah,
6,000,
that's right.
A little before, okay, the world will ultimately come to an end. Tarmi shli lefonoi ha'elef lecha shlomo u'masayim la'noitrim periyoi. So what do you mean ha'elef means? The world is limited? The world is, the Chazal tell us the world is only meant to last for 6,000 years. Problem is, we don't really know what that means. So Rai, I already told you this, you know, Rizal always says, what? There are 7 days. Yoimai shel ha'kadosh baruch hu is elef shana. Ki elef shanim bi'enecha ki yom es small. Just like we have 7 days of the week, Hashem has 7 days of the world. And after 7,000 years, the world comes from Shabbos is going to be year 7,000. So in years, we're up to already 5,700.
Millennia 7,000. Right. The world will exist
6,000.
And the Yemos HaMashiach
will be 1,000 years. So we don't know exactly what this means, how these things are calculated.
Or speculates. Yeah.
Or the 1,000 total.
Doesn't say that they know that that's a fact.
Is 1,000 years total there also?
Okay, let's take a look over here at the Rashi. Yeah.
Just one more question. Is there a technique here by Shlomo with the Pesukim? He keeps repeating words.
Door. Yes, obviously, it's style. It's a poetic style. It begins Havel Havelim 7 times Hevel. In the pasuk base, it says Amoloi Shayamol.
Right.
Right. And here it says Dor Vidar. Repeats the word Dor Vidar. And pasuk case can say Shemesh Shemesh. Very good. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Hayom.
Very good. No, right. This is a. Early stage of dementia. Okay. Okay. Let's go take a look over here. What it says in the Rashi? Rashi says pasuk dala dor holech v'dor ba kol mashe horosha yogea v'amol la'ashayk. So Rashi has his own twist. Everything which the Rashi seeks to rob. Okay, a whole new interpretation. We're dealing here with evil people that are trying to steal, to rob and extort. La shaykh, the legzol. Einay mevala es masaf. He's not going to outlive his masaf. Ki hador holeich. So he thinks that his mevala means he's going to wear out. He's not going to wear out his masaf, which means he'll outlive. He will succeed. Ki hador holeich v'dor achar ba. He's going to eventually die, and a new generation will come. V'noitel al kol miyad banav. And they will catch up with him. Whatever he steals in this world will have to be returned, if not in his lifetime, in the lifetime of his children. As it says in the Pasukim Shneamar, Banav Yiratzu Dalim. His children will appease the poor. His children will have to go and repay the poor for the theft of the father. Therefore, the Oretz Le'olam Ha'omedes, the Pasuk concludes, Umihem Ha'miskaimim, who are the ones that remain forever? Ho'anovim, the humble who make themselves like earth on the ground. Ho'anovim, Ha'nimuchim, which are very low. Ha'magi'im Atzmam Adlaretz, who humble themselves down to the earth. Kenyan Shenemar, Va'anovim, the humble people, Yirshu Oretz, they will inherit the earth.
Under the radar.
All of the righteous people are called Oretz. Shenemar, ki siyu atem Eretz Chefetz. You, my people, you're going to be called an Eretz Chefetz, a land of desire. So we have here a very, very different interpretation of the pasuk according to Rashi. We deal with the subject of the pasuk are the wicked and the righteous, and the pasuk is telling us that the wicked will not succeed. Dor holech v'dor ba. The wicked think they're going to succeed. When it will come the next generation, everything they have done will be undone. All of their success, which has been achieved through gezel, extortion, through evil, will be undone, if not in their lifetime, certainly in the lifetimes of their children, the next generation. But you want to know that the one that's going to last forever, the Ha'aretz, the Tzadikim, the righteous, who are called the earth. This is a metaphor for the earth because they're humble, they humble themselves. La'olam omedes. Well, they will last not just for one generation, not for two generations. Their success will endure forever for all generations. whole new interpretation is not the way we normally translate the pasuk. Right? You translate the pasuk on a very similar level. Dar ha'olech v'dar bov v'eretz la'omed. It's like a depressing statement. The dar ha'olech v'dar bov. One generation comes, another generation comes, and the world goes on forever. It's not what it says, not according to Rashi, not according to the Mitzudos. It means something entirely different. Now let's see the Targum, Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet says, Amar Shlomo Malka B'ruch Nenevuah. Shlomo says B'ruch Nenevuah. Dara Tava De Tzadikaya, De Ozlo Min Alma. Begin Choyvei Dara Bisha De Rashoyin. Whole interpretation. The Tzadikim, they die. The Tzadikim are punished, they are taken from this generation. A good generation of righteous, the Ozlom and Alma, begin because of Chavei, the sins, a Daravisha, Da Dirashia, of wicked, Da Asidin Lemesei Basrehon, which are coming in the next generation, and Hashem does not want the Tzadikim to suffer Nesaf HaTzadik Mipnei Hara'ah. That's the principle in the Chazal, that the Tzadikim are taken away prematurely in order that they should not have to suffer. Where Avram died prematurely, that he should not have to see 15 years before his time, he should not have to see Esav Yotzel Tar Basra. What? 5 years?
Five years.
Dora Bisha Derashid Asin Lemeisei Basrayon, the Aro Olme Almin Kayama, and the world exists forever. Lisovara Pur Anusa de Osi Al Alma, to punish, to pay off. Paranis that comes upon the world begin due to the sins of human beings. Kadosh Baruch Hu delays punishment. Hashem delays punishment upon the world for the right time. Okay, but the main point over here, so now we go back to the pasuk. We do the pasuk according to the Targum. Dor choylech v'dor ba, a dor of tzaddikim. Darlech means a generation of righteous people, Hoylech. They pass. They leave the world before their time. Why? Why do they leave the world before their time? They should be around for more years. It's because Vidarba. Hashem sees evil people are coming. Rishoyim are coming. And Hashem does not want to give tzar to the tzaddikim. They should have to witness the Rishoyim, which have to witness the Puranas that's going to come upon the generation because of the Rishoyim. So Hashem takes the Choylech. Choylech means to die. A generation of tzaddikim dies in order to spare them from witnessing the Darba, a generation of wicked that are coming. The Ha'aretz, Lo'olam Omodes. And then Hashem says that punishment will, the earth is around forever, and Hashem is patient. Hashem decides to pay off the wicked people for their sins when He wants.
What about the Bechira? Tzadik v'rosho lo nemar? How could Hashem say there's going to be a Rishoyim coming?
That's the dilemma. How could it be that there is Bechira when Hashem knows what's going to happen? That's what we always discussed. That's a question there's no answer for.
That the next generation of going to have to put up with the next generation.
Okay, I don't know the answer. There's no answer to that question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, but yet there's something called Bechira. And because Hashem knows the future, Hashem acts upon that. Now you have a Chazal. Hashem takes away the tzaddikim before their time in order they should not to be spirit of what He knows is going to happen in the future. Who says it can happen in the future? That's the Rishon will do tshuva. They have the Bechira Chavshas. They'll do tshuva. Nothing big will ever happen. So Hashem is going to take away the life of the tzaddik prematurely? Why? That is the age-old question, that how does Bechira and the knowledge of the future go hand in hand?
Maybe you can say that on you, on this particularly often, there's no thing that you have to be the Rosh.
Someone else. In the big picture of things, again, it's also very difficult. It's also about Shadi. Bechira is for the Klal also. Whatever it is, I don't know, there's no answer to that. Okay, but this
is the future for Hashem.
What? By Hashem, it's all past, present, and future. Hoya, hoya, v'yia. I don't know. It's a very difficult question.
But we can't conceive of it because we can't conceive of not being a past, present, and future.
They don't do it.
Okay. All right, so Sachako, we've taken out of this pasuk three interpretations. The Mitzudos, Dor Holech V'Dor Ba, don't be misled. Don't, just because you see the next generation coming, the Haaretz, the Olam HaModes, you think the world's going to be around forever? It's not going to be around forever, so don't waste your time. Even though you're not going to have it, don't think you're going to work for your children, they're going to have it, because eventually everything's going to come to an end. Second, according to Rashi, Dor Holech V'Dor Ba, it means the Rishayim. The Rishayim, their success will be undone in the next generation, but the Tzaddikim that are called the Oretz, they will be around forever. And the third interpretation of the Targum is a generation of righteous people are taken away in advance of the generation of evil people that are coming, the Dor Boz, the Rishayim, the Tzaddikim of the Dor HaLeich. Hashem takes away the Tzaddik, not to see the Rishayim, and the Oretz, the Elam HaModes, a new principle. According to Targum, it's new by Kodesh Baruch Hu, is patient. Hashem has Sovara. Sovara means patience. Hashem has a lot of patience. When evil people do averus, Hashem can wait generations. Aretz l'taka l'olam amodes. The world's around forever. And Hashem will pay off the wicked when He wants. Whenever the right time comes. Whenever the right time is when the punishment will come to this world. Okay, we'll stop over here. After Pasek, Mem Tamar Pasek. Hey. Okay, I have a handout. I got a handout over here for today. Halachic handout. One page. It's not exactly a... I don't think it's going to be a home run today.
You gave a good... you sent me the actual... whole Gemara Netzah. The Ram. I have to send it out to everybody. One page handout?
One page. It sits right here.
Okay.
This is a little strange. How was yesterday the R?
The barbecue?
A lot of food. Was it good free food?
Yeah.
And they didn't charge you the entrance?
Yeah, people paid. I saw all the stars.
All the stars were there? I passed by. I saw the lights were on like crazy. Police.
Why didn't you go in?
I didn't have time. I had to go ahead.
He was also very good.
Zachary Wallerstein?
Fantastic. I forgot to say, when I heard him on Tish B'Av, he says, I'm now, I just did it at the beginning of Ben.
On Tish B'Av.
Yeah, he says, the best thing, you know.
Pidyon Aven. Pidyon, beautiful.
That's the only thing Zeichel.
He was the coin for Pidyon Aven.
So he said he wasn't going to take the money. He said, I'm going to take the money. That's the only money you'll ever have.
What did he give it back to them?
Well, he says he wants to give it back. And someone told him, don't give it back. That's the only Erlich.
Oh, money. Ooh, if it's on that thing. Ooh.
He spoke fast. Strong.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, right is wrong.
You're right.
Your kid comes to you and you're wrong. And you follow him. He comes in and goes, he doesn't want to come to you. Goes to the internet. He gets in touch with some neo-Nazi group. And he tells them, you know, his stuff. And they say, they don't disagree with him. You know, whatever she does, they don't disagree with him. So he becomes their friend. And he says, the brother Moshe said, Sarah said, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Avram said, I'm too old. He went to Sarah, so I said, Avram is too old. So then he went back to Avram, he says, you're too old. Sorry, said she's too old. He said, I always thought his one shows a liar. He didn't take the truth. He says, when you say something, you're right, but it hurts somebody, then it's wrong. But then he brought the story about Dari. Some Amorites went to Shia, and he's heard the since the Beis HaMikdash, there's much Zvachim. He used to get the Lechem HaPanim, 12 Lechem, that he lasted all week. So he comes up and says, that's what to eat. So him and his wife, every Thursday, they made 12 challahs.
And they brought it to shul, and someone took it.
And the Gabi gave it out to some and he came home dancing with the Rebbeinu Shleimers.
It was Makabala.
And then one day he came in, the Rav caught him. He says, he was right. But Ari came to the guy and he says, you're dying tonight.
Beautiful kind of story.
He says, when you're right,
you're wrong.
He says, you're fighting with your wife? No, what are you fighting? You'll say, I got to win, I'm back, but I'm right. Aloha, I can't lie. Stop talking to me. She'll start getting her own stuff.
They were listening when he spoke when they were eating.
I spoke today to the women and I gave the shir. They said, you got to give this to them.
Oof.
He was very strong.
Good.
He said to Marshall about talking during the holiday. He said, well, there was this kid had heart disease. They sent him to Boston Children, which was an expert in this. They took the best hospital doctor. He said, I did 80 operations. I make a goof and the kid doesn't survive, I quit. And they had a team of 23 and everything. The kid got an infection, died.
Yeah.
Where's Klein?
Who's all the staff? And he gives everyone blood tests, drug tests. What did you? How much did you sleep last night? And everyone's clean. Must be enough. Goes to the chief and says, I'm quitting. Comes in, someone likes to know, my name's Mary, I want to talk to you. He says, who are you? I have nothing to do with you. She says, I work behind the scenes. I sterilize the dishes with Kaylin. But while I was, I got a call from my son. I answered, I wasn't sure if I sterilized it. Could be, I just washed it off, that it had from the previous operation bacteria, and that's what killed me. So we're being misspelled. We're doing the operation, heart surgery. So he says, you're talking to Tommy.
Okay, very good.
Very, very strong.
Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Okay, let's begin.